so very lucky just to have some company. Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J.
Woof.
And you're the doggy? Wow, he's getting excited here in the studio, steaming up the windows. Oh, yeah, now he's really hot. Okay,
oh,
so that's a chimpanzee.
Just went right into a different one.
Wow, you went to a duck now, your pet duck. You can't do the duck.
Quack.
Okay.
Quack. Quack.
That's a quack up. All right. And Trisha may be calling in because I know she saw this movie.
Yeah.
And,
it is a big weekend.
And the great Eric the Great and the lovely Kathleen in the room behind us or in front of me or something. What is it? The green room? I don't know what it's called.
This is the control room.
Oh, the control room. I knew someone was controlling this action. Oh.
I am in control, Dave.
Yes, you are Darth. No, you're not.
Wow.
You're not Darth. Wow. You know who.
I like to think that I am.
Oh, okay. Wait,
what's that on my shirt,
I
Dave?
Like Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do? Okay.
I like to think I'm in control like him.
Oh, I gotcha.
What's that on my shirt, Dave?
It looks like pets get...
No, well, what is that? Is that? Well, it's The Secret Life of Pets. But
oh,
what is that?
Yeah, it's a doggy.
It's a dog. Oh,
no, a doggy.
Dave, what's your favorite dog that you've ever owned? Or not owned. No, let's say not that. Yeah, we'll bring him on one second. Dave, what's your favorite dog that you've ever been a friend
with? Does
that
count dating?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, unless... I don't... No.
Well, you don't use the paper bag?
Yeah, a double. Let's see. I don't think I have... maybe... I think Tuffy.
Tuffy? Okay. Well, what kind of dog was Tuffy?
A Cocker Spaniel.
Aw. You know what? I love Muttley, my Lasso Apso.
You she had was, a dog?
Yeah, Lasso Apso when I was a kid. And, of course, Zeus. He was a Rottweiler.
Zeus.
And Raven was a...
Oh, wow.
Was a Doberman Pincher.
Oh, you
yeah.
had tough dogs then, huh?
Yeah.
Dogs
but you know what? But you know what? I think they might be still with me.
I think I had a dog named Bailey I really liked.
Yeah?
That's what I think.
I think so. I think so. You know, and I think that it's kept on. You know what? Let's get an expert here. You know, Dave, who do we have on?
We have Bruce Cameron.
Author of A Dog's Purpose.
And screenwriter.
Yes, of A Dog's Purpose that opened up yesterday. Big
that
movie.
That I saw. It.
That I saw.
We both saw it.
And we cannot wait to talk about it. Bruce,
yes.
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's kind of hard to believe, though, that you have someone who thinks they're in control of all this.
Yeah, that's true.
I am, I swear.
Yeah, he thinks he's God, so
yeah,
no.
Right.
But he is a great, we call him Eric the Great, though.
That's true.
He is great, though.
That's okay. True. That's true.
Thank you.
Well, Bruce, thank you for calling in. I got
to
tell you.
We had him on before. We had you back on before Christmas to talk a little bit about the book. And boy, was that a great interview. And we just had to have you back on again to talk about the movie. Again, it opened up, I guess, Thursday night.
I think it did.
Yeah.
And Dave, should we give him our thoughts first?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Yeah, please.
Do you want to go or you want me to go?
You go first. You
All
go
right.
First.
I got to tell you, Bruce, I got to congratulate you. This is one of the best movies I have seen. I thought it was brilliant. I give it 5 stars. That's our highest. It's called A Breakthrough. I thought it was sweet. It was touching. It had life's tragedies in there. It was looking through the eyes of a dog while life played out. And mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Now, I'm not going to do a spoiler, but halfway in the movie, I was wondering, are we going to sort of fit the loose ends back in? And I was hoping to God it would happen that way, and it did. What a well-written movie this was, well-directed. The dogs acted phenomenally. You had some great actors in there, including Dennis Quaid. The little boy, though, Ethan, was fantastic. I mean, all the acting was sensational. This truly has touched my heart.
And I completely agree with all that. It's a fantastic movie. I am a huge pet lover, and I love my, I own a cat and a couple cats and a duck now. But I think that this applies to all animals, not just dogs. And any animal lover out there needs to see A Dog's Purpose this weekend.
For kids, too.
For kids. And you know what? You're going to cry.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Let's bring.
I cried. Dave, did you cry?
I actually, I admit I did.
How many times?
At least five.
I was going to say four or five times. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's why I don't want to see it. I don't want to cry.
It was terrific, though. I mean, just a terrific movie. And we so much admire what you've done here.
Yes.
And, you know,
I only cried
to give
twice.
Oh, we got Trisha on the line.
Trisha's on the line as well. I'm remotely. Trisha?
Yes. I only cried twice. I laughed multiple times. And I would love to ask you guys if you experienced the same phenomenon that I did, but there was literally spontaneous applause at the end of the film.
We had that. I heard a lot of kids applauding. I heard everyone applauding.
Oh, yeah.
This was a tremendous,
I heard sniffles, too.
Film.
I heard sniffles.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course. It's, you know, you could tell. I mean, this took the audience on an emotional ride. I know I mentioned last time we had you on, Bruce, that I had had to put my dog down and how I felt like, you know, I understood where your wife was coming from with, you know, not sure she could open her heart again. I am really upset with myself that I did not get the books read before I saw the movie, but I have been reading and I have not completed yet your first book in the series. But I can see how you had to kind of do some combining and things like that in order to be able to make it into a movie. But you did such a phenomenal job. And to me, the books are fantastic as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the A Dog's Purpose series is hopefully going to spawn a sequel movie, because A Dog's Journey, the second one in the series, picks up the story. It's not blowing the story to tell you that it's a reincarnating dog, because I think people know that now.
Right.
So it's a reincarnated dog, which means, like, unlike Marley and Me and all the other movies, Old Yeller, they don't, at the end of the movie, they don't kill the dog, or they don't put the dog in a hole. They just say, okay, the dog is still here.
The red fern grows.
Exactly.
Well, that was one of the brilliance of this movie, too, I thought. It was this continuation,
it makes you look at your animals and your pets different, you know, your friends, you know, because I even look at, because my cat Buffy, right, not Buffy, I see I'm calling her Buffy.
Her name is
I'm calling her Buffy because my previous cat was Buffy. And you know, and I'm even thinking, you know, this might be dogs. I mean, she might even be Muttley, because I don't have a dog right now.
And
I love that you know, just looking at these pets in their eyes and just seeing just the history and just the bonding that we have.
So, Bruce, were you part of selecting these dogs? They did such a great job on the film, and their facial expressions were phenomenal. How did you do? How'd they do that?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because while the answer is no, I didn't. But I do want to say that you know, Dennis Quaid is amazing. KJ is amazing. I thought Britt Robertson turned in one of the best performances of anybody I've ever seen on the screen. And a lot of people really, really are focused on that. But the dogs are amazing.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. And, blew me away.
And I was on set for a few weeks, and they were trained with love and toys and affection and play. They were not trained with treats. So, you know, if you see a movie or a TV show and the dog is always looking off camera and licking its lips, it's because it says, there's my treat. And
right.
As soon as they tell me I do the trick and I get a treat. That's not what this was. These dogs were taught, well, this is part of your play. Mm-hmm. And you play, and you do this particular trick, and then we play tug on a rope, and we wrestle, and we do all sorts of things. So, and that corgi in the movie who plays Tony was one of the most playful dogs, the young pup, when the corgi was young.
Yeah,
I've just never run into a dog that would launch itself into your. If I was sitting down, it would just launch itself into my lap, run across the room to meet me.
Wow.
It was, I was really, as I'm playing with a dog, I'm thinking, okay, we're in Canada, so I'll have to pay, you know, customs to get the dog, and also I'll have to buy it from the trainers, and they're probably not going to sell it cheap but I have to have this corgi. I just have to. So I did say goodbye to the corgi. I didn't bring the corgi home with me. The corgi has a job, so, you know, but anyway. Yeah, thank you
and
for calling
I,
that
And I, for
out.
One, never, ever used to think of a corgi as a fun, loving dog. I always thought that they kind of, I don't know why, but I just always thought that they were just kind of not very active.
Yeah. So, I just thought they were the lapdogs for the Queen of England. So I thought that's
exactly,
what they did.
Exactly. Yeah. Stiff upper lip and all the rest.
But yeah, if you want to see some amazing dogs, The Dog's Purpose has somehow brought together, and the dog in the end that plays Buddy is the most expressive and just kind of jaw-dropping in the expressions on his face when he's supposed to be sad, when he's supposed to be happy. He looks sad and then he looks happy. I don't know.
Yeah, and of course you brought up the training, and we don't want to like focus on this in this interview, but the video that's circulating and that there's all this controversy about that, you know, I think that the second that I saw it, I was thinking this is ridiculous. That you know, you could tell, any logical thinking person can tell that it's edited, and that, you know, the timing is all, you know, for a certain group's advantage. And I think it's a shame that if anyone were to not see this movie because of that. And then they lose out on such a wonderful experience. And this is a movie that does good for dogs and pet lovers. This is a movie that you know, promotes the love of pets
and maybe changes how people look at life too.
Mm-hmm.
Very possibly.
I think that if children walk out of this movie with a bigger respect for the lives of animals, because they've come to believe that animals are thinking, sentient, emotional beings and spiritual beings, and that they need to be protected, that the dogs and the cats of this world are here at our convenience, and therefore we have an obligation to protect them from the downside, the sordid side of life. I think that is a mission. And I think if you walk out pro-rescue, and if you walk out of the theater saying we got to get a dog, I think that mission accomplished. And I would hope that everybody will see A Dog's Purpose and then go adopt a dog from a rescue and children be kinder to animals adore animals get a duck. I don't know many people who have a pet duck, but I think that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, and then I look at their eyes and I see a person in there. You know, that's a love. And before we get off the topic of it, any other comments on the video that you wanted to share with our listeners before we moved on?
You know, I agree with what you said. People were told to believe something, and then they were shown an edited film that seemed to report that. It's a, you know, in today's news clickbait news cycle, if something seems to have even a tenth of a piece of truth in there, then people will follow the story and they'll get outraged. And I've had hate mail and death threats, and it's crazy because the dog was not harmed.
Mm-hmm.
There was no indication in the movie at all that anything.
And even in the video, you could tell, you know, this is nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And the American Humane Society was monitoring the entire filming process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if anything were to happen, unfortunately, you know, life is life, too.
Right.
And actors get injured sometimes when they're on projects. And so, you know, there's always risk no matter what you do. I mean, you can't walk out your door you can't stand up and take two steps in your home without having a certain amount of risk. So,
right. And as we were just saying, it's a celebration of dogs and the love that we should have for them. That's the message of the movie, and that's such a positive message.
I'm sorry, but I just want to bring this up, that I thought that it was very brave, very educational of you, as well as very poignant, that you pointed out that in a number of his lives, the things that happened to him because of people that didn't care, that thought, oh, he's just an animal or he's a saint.
Right.
And that, you know. And by bringing those up in the various lives that he had, where it's like, no, I don't want to go back to that place. I never moved. Yes, I got fed, but I wasn't cared for the way I needed to be cared for. And I thought that really came out, you know, in his last incarnation in the movie. And I just think that was very brave of you, very good of you to let people see. And the one rescue scene where the child sees something and the mom's like, okay, we've got to do something, and how close that was being a problem. I just think that was awesome of you to bring that point out as well and not have it just be this wonderful feel-good movie that everybody loves their animals and takes good care of them and, you know, they always have a great life. I think it's important that we try to provide that for them, but also to realize that's where rescues come in very, very handy, and that's why it's important for us to always be open and aware of those.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, exactly. I think the reason why it has an A-grade cinema score is that people feel the same way you do, that a dog's purpose, showing the things that we do to dogs sometimes just because we're not taking them seriously. We're not giving them the love that they deserve. We're not giving them the care that they deserve.
Absolutely.
But they, nonetheless, they love us anyway. Even in the end, there's a significant betrayal. And you'd think, okay, well, the dog is going to feel like he's been betrayed, but he forgives instantly, when Dennis Quaid changes his mind, instantly is back in love with Dennis. So that's just wonderful to think that dogs have that soul that made it into this wonderful movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And again, it is a wonderful movie. I think that, are we agreed on three breakthroughs?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
A phenomenal movie. Just can't rave about it enough. How do you feel about it? I mean, here it's out now. I think it's what, wide distribution?
Yeah, it's doing really well as well. I'm glad people are just ignoring I'd say stupidity out there, and they're in the fake reviews because people are spreading fake reviews online like ridiculous.
I hear you.
And they are seeing this movie, and you know what? If you haven't seen it, you need to see it this weekend.
Well, we're going to be a great PR piece for you because we're going to constantly say, hey, go see this movie versus
whatever. A Dog's Purpose.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Bruce, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I think the movie captures the spirit and the heart of the book. And that was, of course, really important to me. And, the messages of love and faith, and especially the faith that comes with friendship. I was just so pleased. And it was great to leave the theater last night. I saw it last night and went into a bar area, and everybody poured out of the theater, and they didn't want to leave. They wanted to stand around and talk about A Dog's Purpose.
That's awesome.
So great.
Wow. Well, again.
Well, and your book was the number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list for a long time prior to it being made into the movie. Hopefully now this will get more people to also go back to reading the series, make changes in their lives and the way that they treat their animals, or just reappreciate what they have. I just think it's phenomenal, and we're so, so grateful that you did this.
Yes.
Wow, that was such a great statement. There's nothing I can add to that. Yeah. I wish I had written that down because that was perfect.
Well, we'll send you the archive.
Yeah, we have a tape of this.
Bruce, thank you so much for making this movie. You know, there's nothing like the warmth of a pet just laying on you at night, especially in the winter. Bruce, thank you so much for making this movie and for being here to celebrate Dog's Purpose on Breakthrough Entertainment this weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, great.
Take care. Good luck.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wasn't that?
Yes, it
I'm
was.
I'm not kidding. I didn't know how. I thought you'd give it a breakthrough too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I love animals. I love animals.
But what a great movie, though.
Yes, it is a great movie. It's a great movie, and a song that's played in the movie is going to take us into our break right now, near the end of the movie. Remember this one, Dave?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Tremendous overall movie. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. Breakthrough Entertainment. And you know what? We're just having a great time right
That's
here
right.
on KPHX 1480 AM. Take my hand and
I'm
here we
taking,
go home.
No, I'm
Come
not
on, Dave. Take my hand.
I am not taking your hand.
Take my
no,
hand
I
now.
No, I will not. Ask Savvy or what's her
All
name?
Right, I'll ask Savvy. Savvy,
Johanna.
Take my hand.
Oh, she'll take your hand and other
right.
parts as well. Okay, this Join. Is 1480 AM KPJ. Oh, I didn't even say that very quickly. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Homeway.